on NPR News. This is All Things Considered. I'm Jennifer Ludden. The presidential candidates crisscrossed the Midwest again today, beginning the final weekend of the long campaign year. President Bush was in Michigan, Wisconsin, and Minnesota, three states won by Al Gore in 2000. Tonight, he'll finish his whirlwind day in Orlando, Florida, still the most hotly contested state in the Union. Senator Kerry was also in Wisconsin today, moving on quickly to a rally in Iowa and another tonight in Ohio. Both campaigns sought to use to advantage a tape released yesterday of Osama bin Laden addressing American voters on the eve of the election. We turn first to NPR's David Wellner, traveling with the president. We caught him at the end of a Bush rally. President Bush began his day with a video conference with members of his cabinet and national security staff. Do we know what they talked about?
We heard from a presidential spokesman after this video conference where Condoleezza Rice was with the president in Columbus, Ohio, and at the other end in Washington were various Homeland Security officials. According to the spokesman, the president directed these members of his cabinet and the national security staff to, quote, make sure to take all action that might be necessary, unquote, in response to whatever may come.
Any idea what that directive means, though?
It's not clear. In a sense, left it a bit vague by saying take all action that might be necessary. But there was no clue where they think this videotape may be pointing in terms of future consequences.
Has the president mentioned this bin Laden videotape in his campaign speeches?
The president mentioned the videotape once last night at a Columbus rally in which he criticized John Kerry for taking shots at how he had handled going after Osama bin Laden in Tora Bora. But that was the only reference that the president has made to this. I spoke with Karl Rove, the president's top political advisor, today, and he said that the president will not talk about that videotape again during this campaign. I asked him why, and he said, well, the president said that he felt that he had said what was appropriate yesterday, and he's saying no more.
Did Mr. Bush have any specific message for the swing states he's visiting?
His main message was for people to go out and find other people to vote on Tuesday and to persuade them that the Bush-Cheney ticket is right for them. And he was making a very specific appeal to Democrats here in Minnesota. And he was in Wisconsin earlier today making the same pitch. He says there are many Democrats in these states that have traditionally voted Democratic who will find the message of Republicans and specifically of his administration appealing. And that's what he's really going for here. He's hoping to win this year when he lost 4 years ago in these two states.
NPR's David Wellner traveling with the president. Thank you.
You're quite welcome, Jennifer.
We turn now to NPR's Andrea Seabrook, who's with Senator Kerry in Des Moines, Iowa. Andrea, has the emergence of the Osama bin Laden tape changed the senator's message?
It has not changed the senator's message no huge difference here. They're making a point of the fact that he's still talking about domestic issues while also talking about foreign policy and his sort of average stump speech. But he is making a point of, in the middle of it, saying a few lines about his determination to kill or capture Osama bin Laden. Also, behind the scenes, his press secretary, Mike McCurry, has been telling reporters that the fact that President Bush, quote, lost focus in the war in Afghanistan, that left Osama bin Laden free to wander the globe.
What other themes is Kerry trying to drive home in this final weekend of the campaign?
Well, he's trying to stick to a more domestic-centered theme. We know that that favors John Kerry. The polling numbers say that nationwide. And so he's trying to stick to health care and job losses and these sorts of things, while at the same time saying that he would fight a better war on terrorism.
How do candidates choose where they campaign last?
Well, you know, a rule of thumb is to think of the states that are closest, but also the states where he could show up on the front page of local newspapers. That's a big part of it, is he wants to be the guy who is front and center when these people in swing states go to the polls.
Andrea Seabrook traveling with Senator John Kerry. Thanks, Andrea.
You're welcome.